Hello, from Isnerga side. Welcome to our first quarter earnings call. Now, let's start about our results. Let's turn to page number three. If we look at the large headline numbers, then we see that revenues during the first quarter of 2011 grew about 3%. So we were able to maintain and a bit grow the revenues of Isnerga. The EBITDA is down about 22% to 67 million euros, and the main reasons behind that I will explain in shortly. Despite profitability decline, we see healthy growth in operating cash flow. It did increase 46% to 128 million euros. And on the same time also the investments did grew to 95 million euros. On the next page, if we divide our revenues and profits between regulated and unregulated markets, then currently during the last quarter, about half our revenues come from unregulated markets in electricity, shale oil, telecommunication, and so on. And remaining then comes from regulated electricity market. From profits, about 56% now currently comes from open market or deregulated market. Now, on the next page, a few words about the electricity market in our neighborhood. Just as a few introductory comments, last year we did sell our electricity into North Pole Helsinki area. We had a cable in our exclusive use, Esten cable, and we through that we sold electricity to Finland. To Helsinki. Last quarter 2011, now when we have Nord Pool price area established in Estonia and we have given away our exclusive rights in S-Link, then we sell all the energy in our Estonian price area. Still though, we get as a rental fee for our cable, we get the bottleneck fee, so in principle we still get the price of Helsinki area for most of our sales to our power exchange. But nevertheless, looking at the prices then in the Helsinki area, the prices are down about 8.5% compared to last year. So that also did influence our revenues as well. The prices in Baltpool, the Lithuanian power exchange, were 46 euros per megawatt hour, and then they were up 12%, though we did sell very little to Baltpool. We mainly sell to Estonian price area. And there was a big price difference between Estonian and Finnish area. During the autumn, what we saw was that prices were pretty much converged. They were same most hours between Estonia and Finland, but during the winter time, Estonian prices have remained rather stable, whereas prices in Finland have risen, and therefore the gap between Estonian and Finnish price area has widened significantly. Now, next slide number six, about our revenues. Basically, main revenue growth came from deregulated electricity market, and mainly came then from turning the part of the regulated market to open market, and then those customers who now basically pay more for the electricity did account most of the revenue growth here. Network services also added about 2 million euros to our revenues, and shale oil and other revenues were in decline during the last quarter. On the pie chart, on the breakdown of revenues, you still see that about 3/4 of our sales still comes from electricity, still electricity related. It's regulated sales, deregulated sales and network sales that is forming about 3/3 of our sales revenues. Now, when we dig deeper into the various revenue lines, then on page 7 there is a slide about regulated revenues, and regulated revenues are down 23%. It's basically because of market opening from 1st of April last year in Estonia. The price in regulated market is up a bit, about 1%, but basically remaining on the same level that it was a year ago. The more is to tell about the open market on slide 8. There basically we see a significant increase in sales. It's about 92%. And also we saw 57% increase in our revenues. Most or biggest part of the sales went to wholesale buyers and power exchanges, and about 500 kilowatt hours then was retail sales in Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania. The average market shares in those retail markets are following 70% in Estonia. It is less than it was last year, and 11% in Latvia and about 7% in Lithuania. The average sales price did decrease significantly. It's 18% compared to last year, first quarter. And there are two main reasons, one being that the prices in the market were lower than they were a year ago, that we showed a few slides back. And second important aspect is that our electricity position in open market was much more closed this year than it was last year. This year, from our sales of about 1.4 terawatt hours, from that 1.1 terawatt hours was actually already closed. So we did not get so much price peak into our revenues. But in contrary, last year we were very little hedged, and therefore the price hikes that we experienced during the last year, we mainly got them into our revenue line. About network services, we see a decrease in sales volume about 2%, which means that consumption is down in Estonia about 2%. It's mainly because of the warmer weather during last winter. The economic growth actually still is driving the consumption and sales upwards, but the effect of warmer or milder winter is more significant, and therefore the sales is down about 2%. The average tariffs are up about 6%, and that is mainly because of the increase in transmission tariffs. It did not increase our margins in distribution network. Network losses are same as they were a year ago. It was 7.7% during first quarter of 2011. Now, on page 10, about oil sales. And in oil sales, there's definitely a good news that our oil production figures are up again. We produced 6% more oil than we did a year ago. Despite that, we saw oil sales dropping 24%, but it is mainly a temporary effect and mainly a logistics question, how we ship the oil from our factory and from our tank yard. The average sales price was 374 euros per ton, and it's up 35% because of the higher fuel prices in the world markets, as our oil price is directly linked to heavy fuel oil price in Rotterdam. About hedges, we were hedged about 15,000 tons at average price of €333 per megawatt per ton, actually. So we were hedged a small portion of our sales. Non-recurring items were in decline on page 11. And there we see another main reason for our profit numbers to decrease, and that these are one-off revenues that we did experience during last year. These were mainly different types of LDs that we got from our from disputes with our contract parties. And that was basically €9 million. Sales of technological equipment were up, mainly because of construction of Estonian oil industry. And also oil shale sales was up about €2 million. And that was due to our general oil shale production being higher. Now on the next page, in about OPEX, mainly what we see is the variable costs are up, some because of the volume increases, some because of the price increases. Basically, the most important bits here are perhaps CO2 emission expenses that were up about €5 million. The network expenses or the transmission costs to other operators in the transmission grid in Estonia, and also the Nordic Energy Link company, these were up 6% because of the price increase in transmission grid. And also the other direct expenses are up €6 million. But mainly what we see is there is an increase in the variable cost side. The fixed costs are still very much under control here. Next slide, 13, about our EBIT and the breakdown by our divisions. The biggest decline we saw in retail division, that's about €12 million. Generation division experienced €8 million. Euro decline, and fuel divisions were one where we actually increased the EBIT by €3 million. If we look at where the EBIT actually came from during the last quarter, then about 2/3 of it came from generation, €31 million, and €15 million, that's 1/3 from it, came from fuel division. Retail division actually experienced a loss, and because both our electricity retail sale and distribution network profits were down. Now we are coming to retail division profits, and here we did see that the profits have declined from €11 million euros to minus €1 million euros. Mainly the decrease is due to higher electricity purchase prices, and for most part it is basically a change in our transfer pricing or internal pricing rules. We do price the purchases differently that our retail division does in respect to our generation division, so that actually the main reason why sales margins are so much lower than they were. And also due to replacement of our IT system, retail IT system, there was a increase in IT related costs. Distribution agreed. The results were down from €9 million to €4 million. So basically Well, it does mean that our return in invested capital in distribution network did fell from quite a normal figure of 7% to 3%. That is definitely below any expectations. The decline here mainly, from or biggest part of it, forms the increase in transmission network tariffs, and since our distribution tariffs did not increase at the same time simultaneously, then we are currently carrying the burden of higher transmission tariffs in our books. It will change from 1st of August. From 1st of August we will get the new distribution grid tariffs. Tariff will be up 13% in distribution grid, and that increase also will cover the increased transmission fees before that 1st of August this year. And the other more minor changes were because of the sales volume decrease and because of increase in the maintenance costs of distribution network. Now the generation experienced also slight decrease in the profitability. EBIT fell from 39 million euros to 31 million euros. Here we can point out the positive impact of electricity market opening, basically the uplift of tariffs for some clients. Did bring in about 5 million euros. We got about 500,000 euros additionally from increased renewable generation. But the negative effects were larger, and already mentioned 9 million euros of non-recurring items. This did affect significantly the comparison with last year. And secondly, also the sales margin decreased in generation side. And that is basically it decreased from both ends. The sales prices on the markets were a bit down, as I explained. And secondly, also some variable costs, for instance, environmental tariffs and the CO2 is up compared to last year. Now, the fuels division had an increase from 13 to 15 million euros. The biggest positive effect definitely is the better margins in oil production. And as we did show that the oil prices are up about 37%, so that's a significant increase and does impact our profitability significantly. Secondly, about 1 million euros we get additionally from more profitable and sales and more sales volume in our technological equipment line of business. Decreased oil sales decreased the EBIT about 3%. So all in all, the oil side did experience slight increase in profits. If we look at the mining alone, then the profits were up from 7 to 8 million euros, and that is mainly because of increase in sales volumes. Sales volumes are very high at the moment, and that does our mining company benefits significantly. The margin is also under higher pressure because of different higher input costs, but so far the high volumes are offsetting it and giving even more profits. Oil shale production last quarter was 4.8 million tons, so it's a significant volume that we mined last quarter. Now, if we look at the EBIT change on the group level and also eliminate all those intra-group transactions, then what we see that we had a positive impact from market opening. That's about 5 million euros. We did experience decrease in depreciation. but the other effects were negative, increase in repair costs or O&M costs in mainly in power plants increased our cost side about 3 million euros. The increase here is also more of a one-off nature in a sense that since we are building currently those FGDs in our power plants, then during this outage time we also do the general overhaul to these generating units so that they can run after fitting those FGDs smoothly for next few years. And therefore, during this year, we will experience a significantly higher maintenance costs in our power plants. Decrease in our distribution network sales margin took 4 million from profits, and as I explained, most of it came from a transmission tariff increase from 1st of January this year. Decrease in electricity sales margin, the lower sales prices and a bit higher variable costs did decrease our profit 8 million euros, and the non-recurring revenue that we had last year affected our profits about 9 million euros. So now we're coming to CapEx, page 20. The capex, amount of CapEx was 95 million euros, of which most of it went to our fuels division. This quarter, 53 million euros were investments in fuels division, 28 in generation and 11 in retail. So it's mainly the retail is then mainly distribution network. From our investments, the most significant one during this quarter was acquisition of oil sale resources and mining rights in Utah, US, for 29 million euros. And the second important major project was building a new oil plant in Narva, in Estonia, for 13 million euros. Distribution networks and desalinization equipment in Narva both took about 11 million euros. And then the rest are already smaller amounts, so it's mining equipment 6 million and Iru waste energy plant 5 million euros. On the next slide, 21, we see the status of our most important investment projects. The oil plant is basically on schedule and on budget. The estimated cost is about 190 million euros. Still, 60 of it is currently done. We expect to complete the construction during spring 2012, and then comes the commissioning phase and test phase. So by mid 2012 or autumn, we should have this oil plant up and running reasonably well. We also develop oil shale industry infrastructure. There is additional oil shale logistics, new storages, and so on. That takes about 19 million euros. About 21 million euros altogether, of which two are already done so far. The desalinization equipment in Narva power plants. Here we built four. We will fit four units with those FGD equipment. Most of the investment is already borne by us. 68 million euros is already invested. First of those four units is already operational. Second one will be operational soon, and two remaining ones are also already in construction. Last one started just recently. And then these last ones will be ready by end of 2011, beginning of 2012. Then we have Narva Wind Park, which we have just started. There are some foundation works have been done so far. We expect to complete the project next year. Iru waste-to-energy plant construction is going on also smoothly. The foundation works are almost ready, and we will start to erect the plant during this summer. Two oil-fired units in Narva power plant, these two CFP units. This is one major project where we have signed already the construction contract with Alstom, but we're still waiting for state aid approval from Brussels to commence with that project. The project is close to 1 billion euros, and for that we get 600 megawatts of oil-fired power plants. And then there are two shale oil development projects in abroad. One is in US and the other is in Jordan. In US we just acquired the company who has the resource and mining rights. Here the development project will last till about 2016. It will, by our current estimates, will consume 48 million euros additionally. And in Jordan, where we have now 65% of the project, there is remaining development cost is about 25 million euros. Our current plan is such that we first will commission the oil industry here in Estonia, and then just when it's done here in Estonia, then we will start the actual construction phases in those projects in US and in Jordan. So until that 2016 or so, we will do mainly the development works or pre-development works in those projects. Now, about cash flow, as I said, the cash flow is significantly improved compared to last year's first quarter. Cash flow is up 46% and was 128 million euros. That's a significant amount. And although the net profit decreased, their cash flows are very strong. And there are two main reasons. One being that our collateral position decreased significantly. The collateral that is behind our various hedge products. So we got basically 25 million euros from those, from that item. And secondly, about 20 million euros came from better collection of receivables, and that did include both the retail side of our business and also the wholesale side of the business, because that in the wholesale side, what we see is now as we sell mostly to the power exchange, then the clearing there and the receipt of the money is much faster than it used to be. Now, then on the cash flow side, the second slide 23 shows the comparison between CapEx and operating cash flow, and also a segmental breakdown. What we see during both this year and last year, our operating cash flow was stronger than CapEx. It unfortunately is a bit temporary thing, but during those quarters we did have that. In the retail side, we had also surplus cash during first quarter last year. This year, due to a significant decline in profitability, this is not the case anymore. In the fuel side as well, the picture has changed significantly during a year, but the main reason is perhaps the acquisition of that US project that did make up 29 million of that project. And on the generation side, we still see that we have a healthy surplus of cash that we can invest into new power generating projects that we do need. Now, to summarize the last quarter results, we did see a slight revenue increase. The profitability, nevertheless, is lower. But what is important to see is that that profitability is lower mainly because the last year's results were, I would say, extraordinarily good and did include also those one-off items. Therefore, the base was perhaps higher than usual. If we look at the longer trend, then that 44 million EBIT is still more or less on track what we should expect. And also about the investment plan, we are implementing it as we have it, and there are no major changes currently to the plan or to individual projects. The capex amount has increased significantly over the course of the year, and we definitely see that in the next few years the capex numbers will be very much elevated. But that's it from our side. Thanks for listening. And if there is any questions, then we are happily answering those. Thank you.
We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star and one. There are no questions at the moment.
Yes, if everything is clear and there is no more questions regarding our first quarter results, then I thank you, all the listeners, from participating, and hear you again during the next call. Bye.